When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi everyone, welcome back to my channel. If you're new here, I'm Courtney Ryan, and today I'm going to be talking about accessorizing. So I get a ton of fashion related questions, understandably, and one of my most asked questions is definitely, what are the best ways to accessorize, or what are the best accessories for men in general? So today I'm going to be going over 8 of my all-time favorite accessories for men. Accessories are great, and honestly one of the easiest ways to spice up an outfit, especially if you're someone who's rocking the basics, you're wearing things that are a little bit more understated. Adding jewelry and accessories is just a great way to add a little bit of personality and a little bit of flair. So let's get started. Another key to accessorizing is less is more. You don't want to look like Johnny Depp. As great as he is, I don't necessarily think he rocks jewelry the best. So unless you want to look like you're straight out of a Pirates of the Caribbean movie, less is more. Number one on my list is a watch. I'm starting here because you guys knew it was going to be on here, so I'm just getting it out of the way. A watch is one of my all-time favorite accessories for men. I think it's sexy, it's sophisticated, and you just look like a man that has somewhere to be. I also wanted to mention that you don't need to spend a ton of money here to get a nice watch. There are plenty of affordable options if you're someone on a budget or someone looking for something relatively affordable, so keep that in mind. So if you're in the market for a new watch, I would recommend checking out teddybaldassare.com. This is not sponsored, just wanted to throw that in there because I know some of you are probably thinking, where the heck do I even look if I'm looking for a watch? And that is a great place to do it. So again, watches are my all-time favorite men's accessory without a doubt. Number two is a metal bracelet, and key there is the metal. This is my all-time favorite type of bracelet. You guys know in the past that I've talked about leather bracelets and beaded bracelets, and I think it can be sometimes a cultural thing, but they are definitely not my favorite. I think some guys totally rock them, but if you gave me a choice of which type of bracelet is my favorite for men, without a doubt, I would choose a metal one. I like a metal bracelet because it can look kind of edgy, but still chic and stylish to where anybody could really rock one. So again, I would prefer the metal over a leather or a beaded bracelet, and I think even those can look okay too if you keep it to a minimal. The only thing that I hate is when men wear the leather or beaded bracelets like all the way up their arm with a watch and then a bracelet and rings, and like I said in the beginning, it just really looks like you are straight out of a pirate ship. So unless that's the vibe you're going for, I would highly recommend to keep it simple. A simple chain bracelet or a simple metal bangle bracelet is an awesome look. Whether you go for silver or gold or whatever you choose, you can't go wrong with a metal bracelet. Next up, we have a simple necklace. I'm thinking like a chain style. I think this can just really give off a very edgy and cool vibe. I love this look, and while it probably wouldn't work for everyone, I think if you have more of a street style or edgy or very casual vibe, I think this could look amazing on you, and you definitely need to try out a simple necklace. So I'm thinking of something a little bit more thin, even with a pendant sometimes can be okay, or just a plain chain necklace like a gold or a silver. Not too long or not too thick. I think keeping it a little bit thinner and simple is definitely the way to go. It can just add a little bit of pop to your outfit. If you're someone who doesn't really like to accessorize, this can just be a nice little finishing touch. Also, let me tell you guys, I have seen so many TikToks of girls absolutely obsessing over guys that wear chain necklaces. I don't know what it is, but they think it is like the sexiest thing on the planet. So other girls love this, I love this. You really can't go wrong with this simple necklace. Next up, we have rings. And again, this one just gives off a very cool vibe to me. I've seen a ton of TikTok e-boys rocking these, but even if you're not a TikTok e-boy, I promise you can still rock a couple of rings. Again, here though, definitely keep it simple. You don't want to be the guy that has rings on every single finger, looking like you're about to go fight someone with some brass knuckles or something. I think it's better to just keep it to a minimal, like one or two, even three, I think could be like the cutoff point where it's getting too much. So keep it simple here. There's so many different ring styles out there as well that regardless of what your personal style is, there's gonna be something out there that works for you. So you could go for a gold or a silver. I think there are a ton of awesome options and you can't go wrong with rocking a couple rings. Although when I think of a guy wearing rings, I picture in my head a very specific style. I'm thinking of like a black or white t-shirt with dark or black denim, some cool sneakers, maybe some tattoos and some rings. If that's your vibe, then totally rock those rings. But I think really anybody can get away with wearing these. I think they're just a really nice way to elevate a very basic outfit. Number five, we have a hat. And I didn't want to zone in here and get too specific because I really think the hat that you choose and the hat that's going to look best on you really depends on you and your personal style. So a guy who dresses very casual, kind of sporty, might look a little bit silly rocking a Panama hat and vice versa. So pick something that works for you. You can't go wrong with either one. It just totally boils down to, you know, what your personal style is and the vibe you want to give off. This could be a Panama hat if you're someone who's a little bit dapper. It could be a baseball cap if you're more of a casual guy, or even a beanie if you live somewhere that gets a little bit chilly. So it totally depends on you and what feels the most you. And just my personal favorite, I really love a baseball cap. It's kind of like a guilty pleasure. I don't know what it is about it. I know some guys on YouTube would probably argue with me on that one, but I think a guy with a very casual outfit or kind of rocking that athleisure look, if you throw on a baseball cap, chef's kiss, it just looks incredible to me. So you can't go wrong with any of them, but my personal favorite would probably be a baseball cap, surprisingly. And I will also say, there's this bucket hat trend going on, and this is another thing I've seen become really popular on TikTok, all these e-boys, very 90s-esque, early 2000s vibes coming back, and I cannot get on board with this. I don't think it looks good. I think you look like you're about to go fishing, which if you are fishing, a bucket hat makes total sense, right? But if you're not, I would leave this one in your closet. Number six is a pair of sunglasses. You guys know I love these. And especially for my guys out there that don't really like to wear a ton of other jewelry, if you don't like rings or necklaces or watches or anything like that, I think a simple pair of sunglasses can really elevate your outfit. So like I said, if you're a guy that doesn't really like accessories, I think sunglasses can be the icing on the cake for your outfit, and they're functional too, which makes them even better. Pro tip here, make sure you choose one that fits your face shape. I know you might see a pair of sunglasses and think they look awesome, and then you put them on and you think you look absolutely ridiculous. That has happened to me before. I have a very round, small head, so I do not look good in round sunglasses. And I typically gravitate towards things that are a little bit more angled. That way I can add a little bit of shape to my face, because if I wear a pair of round sunglasses, I just look like an egghead and I don't look good. So keep this in mind. Just because something looks good on someone else does not mean that it's going to look good on you, unfortunately. And I think the most important thing for choosing a pair of sunglasses is really keeping in mind your face shape and what works the best on you specifically. Number seven, we've got a nice bag. So a nice bag can again be another great accessory to add to your outfit, and they're functional, which makes them even better as well, just like the sunglasses. The same scenario as the hat, this one is gonna really depend on you and your personal style and what you find yourself needing on a daily basis. So if you're someone who carries around a bunch of gear on the daily, then a backpack might be the best option for you to make sure that you can store everything. If you're someone who just carries around like papers or a laptop or something, then a briefcase could be the best option for you. So again, really depends on what you find yourself needing and your personal style. So a bag is one of those things where it doesn't hurt to spend a little bit of extra money. In the past, I've bought very cheap bags and honestly, they didn't last. They ended up looking horrible. They just get really torn up because you're carrying them around every day. So I would recommend spending a little bit more money here to get yourself something really nice that is going to last you for years to come. And another thing here, I've seen a lot of people on YouTube say that you shouldn't carry a backpack. And that might have been true in the past. You might have looked like a kindergartner about to get on a bus, but now there are so many amazing backpack options. There's leather ones. There's just ones that look really elevated and nice. So don't let the backpack thing scare you. If you're someone who needs a backpack, get a backpack, it's okay. Even if it doesn't necessarily look as good as maybe a briefcase, there's a ton of options out there that look really great. And last on my list, number eight, we have suit accessories. So I tied all these together and put them last because I know maybe we aren't wearing wearing suits as much as we did in the past. I know some people maybe had to wear suits every day going into work, but now they're working from home and you just don't find yourself needing them as much. But I think they're still so important to have, especially on those, you know, special occasions where you're going to an event or a wedding or something big where you want to look like $1 million and feel like it too. I think suit accessories can make a huge difference in the overall appearance of the way that your suit looks and your outfit in general. So some different accessories here could be a tie clip, a pocket square, cufflinks, whatever floats your boat. I think just adding these little accessories to your suit really spices it up and makes it look even better. So adding these small details and accessories is also a great way to make yourself stand out and to add a little bit of personality and flair into just a boring suit. So if you're wearing, you know, a charcoal suit or a navy suit, so many guys out there have those, but if you add these little details and really spice it up, it's gonna make you stand out in a good way. So my personal favorite is a tie with a tie bar. It's so simple, such a small detail, but it goes a long way, and I always notice when a guy is wearing this. All right, guys, that is all I have for my 8 favorite accessories for men. I hope you all liked this video and found it helpful. If you did, be sure to give it a thumbs up and subscribe to my channel to be in the loop for when I release new content. Also, if you haven't already, be sure to follow me on Instagram at Courtney Christine Ryan. I love connecting with all of you guys on there as well. Let me know in the comments down below what your favorite men's accessories are, if there's anything I missed, if there's anything that you absolutely love that is your number one favorite of all time, please leave it in the comments below. As always, thank you all so much for watching, and I will see you all next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment your work stress disappears as you kayak through the canyons. Or the moment you discover the life-changing effects of prickly pear chocolate. But nothing beats the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the very first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at hereyouareaz.com.